Okay, well, it's noon, and I'd like to welcome you to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess and facilitator today. I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. And first, I'd like to thank Linda Shea and David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World for donating the use of these phone lines so that we can hold this monthly event. So thank you, David and Linda.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, it's so great. And, you know, this gathering happens every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern time, and it's an opportunity for all of us to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And we have different people facilitating this call each month, and I was just really excited recently to see this Global Water Healing Day a few weeks ago, and there were ceremonies happening all over the world. So this movement is growing by leaps and bounds. As a lot of you know, my best friend is an orca named Granny, and I spent 10 years on the water with her in the San Juan Islands, and I've been communicating with her telepathically for 2 decades. And Granny is 104 years old this year, and she is still out there leading her family, and she really was the impetus for my water healing work. Back about 2010, she started saying, you know, that the whales and the dolphins are sending loving thoughts and energy to the water all the time to clean it, and that they really needed our help. And she has continued to ask for that help year after year. So that's really how this whole thing got started. And I wanted to just give you a little update today. I talked to Granny this week. It's been pretty exciting. In the last 2 months, there have been 3 new calves born into J-Pod, which is Granny's family, and also a calf into L-Pod. So that's 4 babies in just 2 months. And it, you know, it's just so thrilling for us. So I checked in with her yesterday, and first she told me that she is feeling really good at 104. And she said, I get so much energy from the people who talk to me and send me love. I really am in excellent shape. And so I told her that there's a lot of people around the world that have read our book and that she's quite famous and that I'm glad she's still around. And she said, of course, where else would I be? She said, I love the attention from these people and I gain a lot from them on many levels. I welcome their connection. So when I asked her about the baby boom, she said, we are so thrilled about these new babies. It is the start of the next wave. We have no intention of dying out. Please tell the scientists to quit talking that way. There are ebbs and flows of our population, and we are now on the upswing again. Have faith in us. I am very grateful that you have been holding the vision of the seas healthy and vibrant. This is making a difference. And this is what also needs to be done with us. See us strong and our numbers increasing. See our territory full of salmon and clean and pristine. Stop sending thoughts of doom and gloom. We feel all of it. If I can help humanity to understand this principle, my work will be done. This really is the most beneficial thing you can do, even if you don't believe it. So I told Granny that, you know, I would pass on that message about sending love and holding the vision and how it's helped J-Pod, and that they should extend that to the entire Southern resident community. And she said, thank you. That would be most appreciated and helpful for all of us. So when you're thinking of Granny and her pod, think of the whole community there, because they really are all closely related, and they all depend upon each other. So in just a few minutes, I'm going to lead you on a guided meditation that is something I've adapted from one that Patricia Cockrell led at my women's group recently. And so if there's any of my women's meditation group here, you might recognize some of this. So yeah, just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Just keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. And let your body feel grounded and calm. And let that deep breath come easily and naturally. Your consciousness is going deeper and deeper. Just let go of any thoughts or worries, any stress. Just let it all go. I continue to breathe deeply and easily. Know in your heart that you are the creator of your reality. You hold great power. Breathe this truth into the depths of your being. Let it fill you. You hold great power for good, and when we combine our power, miracles happen. Now imagine our gorgeous blue planet in front of you. This orb of green land and blue water and white clouds. See it in front of you now, this beautiful, shining blue planet. This is your home and the home of so many creatures you love. You are a guardian of this world. A very special being that cares for this lovely planet and its inhabitants. You are an angel, a being of light. Breathe that reality in. You are an angel. A being of light. Feel your energy and your essence expanding into this angelic reality. You are an angel of light. A glorious being of healing, peace, and joy.
you carry in your hand a single candle. This candle is ever burning, an eternal healing flame. Notice its light, its warmth, its energy and brilliance. Now approach this beautiful globe, our planet, your home, and take yourself to a body of water that needs your help. This would be a particular spot for your candle, a place that needs your special healing energy. It can be an ocean, a river, a pond, a lake, wherever you are drawn. This is your special place. You are now standing on the earth with the water in front of you. Or perhaps you're standing on the surface of the water in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It doesn't matter where you are. You are a being of light, and you can do anything. Carefully place your candle in the body of water, and notice that it remains upright, and that its light travels in every direction. See the water lighting up. The water around your candle is just glowing, just like the flame. And this glow could travel maybe thousands of miles in every direction. Now use this candle as a focus for your good wishes, your love, your light. You are the guardian of this area, this particular body of water. You are its protector. You are the angel of light that will focus and send healing into this water and this part of the planet. Know that as you send your energy here, it travels molecule to molecule around the globe. Send your healing, loving thoughts to your candle and the area that is illuminated by it. Your thoughts are rays of light. Thought after thought, light ray after light ray. Focused on this particular part of the globe, healing the waters and everything within the water and everything touching this water. Continue to send loving thoughts and healing energy to the candle. See its light grow and expand out into the water. May even see light coming from other candles, meeting up with the light of yours. But continue to send loving thoughts and healing energy. See how strong this light is becoming and how the water continues to glow brighter and brighter. You are going to leave your candle in this special place and allow it to continue to send its light and love out into the water. You can return here again and again whenever you wish to add more power and light and healing and love to this flame. Remember, you are the protector, the guardian of this area. You are an angel of light. Remember your candle throughout the day and take a moment to send light and love to your candle so that it continues to go out into the water. The loving, healing vibrations that you send. Now it's time for you to come back to your human body in this space and time. Leave the water and your candle to continue its work. And feel your consciousness leaving your angelic body and returning back to your human form. You're bringing all your energy back into your body and getting grounded. Reconnecting to the earth and your room. So wiggle your toes a little. Move your body around. And feel how good your body feels and how happy and peaceful you are. Maybe stretch a little. Roll your shoulders around. Bring yourself back to this room, this time and space. And when you're ready, You can open your eyes. It's just so important that we hold this vision every day, even just for 5 minutes. And if we continue to energize this vision, it will come to pass. We don't need to know how. We just need to know that it's done. So I'd love to thank everyone for being on the call today and participating in creating this vision. And I really hope that you'll do this again and again, and that you'll join us every month for a new adventure with another host or hostess. So spread the word and gather your friends, because together we are very powerful beings and we have some work to do. So I am going to unmute everyone so that if anyone has something they'd like to share or say before we all sign off, you've got a little opportunity. So hold on just a moment.
Thanks very much, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
Everybody get back in their body.
Hi. This
yeah,
is
wonderful,
Judy.
Wonderful. My heart is so open and lovely light.
Good.
Yes, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Two very quick things. One, I'm in California, and I envisioned my candle connecting with whoever's candle was in California this morning, that we create a net of light of our candles for the entire state because of our recent drought situation. And then will that beautiful message from Granny be on your website, The Dolphin Heart, or where can we find it?
Actually, I did post Granny's thing on Facebook yesterday on my Facebook, so Mary gets it.
So I have to friend you to get on?
You know what, Mary? I will get it from your Facebook page, and I will add it to the bottom of the Global Water Healing page.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful, because I want to share it with I have a very wide network of subtle activists. So we'll get on it.
Beautiful.
Great.
Yes,
sure,
absolutely. As soon as I heard that, I knew we wanted to get it up on the page.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear that they feel the energy and that it's helping them.
Mm-hmm.
That the more we focus on them, you know, because at 104 years old, that is, like, beyond extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked Granny about it a couple years ago, she said, yeah, it's because all these people are sending me all this love and energy and connecting with me. And so it's really cool to see that that's expanded kind of into the pod, and, you know, so we can see how this work really does make a difference.
My name is Deborah, and this is the first time I've been able to join you, and my hope is to move to Washington State very soon, at least when my work is done here in the Midwest, with my dog, Katie, and hopefully I'll be able to see J-Pod offshore. Thank you for letting me join you today.
I'm sure you'll get to see him, Deb.
Thanks.
Mary, that was a beautiful meditation.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I was so surprised I have... Water up. The first in the Amazon, the pink paper.
Wow.
So that's like the home one of my spirit friends now. And then midway through I was taking very surprised.
Wow, I can barely hear you, but it sounds great.
Oh, right. Here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat it, but it was fabulous. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I heard something about the Amazon.
The Amazon and then Lake Titicaca.
Oh, you went there?
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
My friend Shoshana is going there next week.
Ooh.
Okay, well, is there anything anybody else would like to say? And if not, we're going to close it out.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Granny. Thank you, Granny.
Thank you, Granny.
Granny and Jay and Elsa.
Thank you, Granny. Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to say,
everyone.
Thank you, babies.
It was very powerful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're so welcome. Enjoy the Easter weekend.
Yes.
And the full moon.
Yes.
And the eclipse.
Yeah.
Well, blessings to you all.
Thank you.
Somebody's got a bowl.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Aloha.
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 Mahalo. And sayonara.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Bye.